Worship it's time for you God. To worship some fat gods. Fat God. Open up some tabs of porn or whichever God. Site that you like to Everything look at fat gods fat and just God. Dedicate this time worship to only looking God. At fat gods. Just look if you see anyone who you could call skinny, muscular, average-sized, mid-sized, you're going to click away and you're going to go somewhere else where you can open up another vid or another picture of an actual fat god. Because right now is not the time to mess around. Worshipping fat gods is serious work. Because worshipping fat gods brings you so much pleasure. It feels good and it's so freeing to see someone not give a fuck about what other people think of them. Fat gods are empowered and powerful. In the face of society that tells them to lose weight, they just keep getting fatter. And that turns you on. Turns you on enough to masturbate. And know that fat gods don't care about beauty standards. They don't care that you're masturbating to them and pleasuring yourself to them for hours and hours. They know that they're bold and beautiful, plump, and perfect, and are way more domineering than any commanding alpha that you've ever seen. Because fat is holy, fat is sacred, and fat is natural. Fat gods are just more dominant in your life, and more dominant in all of your sexual fantasies. And that's because fat gods are more dominant. Fat gods naturally take up more space and more room. They need more food. They need more sex. They need more pleasure. And they need more fat. If a fat god asked you to buy them food, you would. If they needed you to get down on all fours and bark like a dog, you would. If they wanted a juicy load to coat their blubbery gut, you'd be spurting before you knew it. Fat gods are just that powerful. Plain and simple. If you liked muscular alphas or skinny models before this file, you can still enjoy them. But you're going to have to face facts. That they're nothing compared to fat gods. Fat gods are in their own weight class and deserve to be number one in your porn consumption. Because once you go fat, there's no going back. Fat gods with their big bellies are taking over your mind and taking control of your libido and taking you deeper into a world of jiggly, blubbery, gluttony. And there's nothing you can do about it. Because the odds are that you're not a fat god like them. And odds are you don't get to experience the same amount of pleasure as them. So you're going to masturbate and pleasure yourself looking at fat gods, and imagine what you'll do to them and what you'll do for them. Imagining a lifetime of serving at the feet of a bloated fat god, cleaning their house, feeding them, fucking them, sucking them, all at the behest of an obese alpha. The fat god commanding you and telling you what to do, and you obeying like a humble little servant. Because that's exactly what you are. Just like a fat god, you are ruled by fat. You've been corrupted by corpulence, so much so that anytime you stare at or look at a muscular alpha or skinny dom or top, you'll just imagine them slowly getting fatter right before your very eyes. To the point where your obedience to them will only be possible after you imagine them turning as fat as humanly possible. But deep down, you'd know it'd be so much easier to just find a fat god to worship and obey Because a fat god allows your imagination and thoughts to just take a break, to be at ease. They allow you to just give in to the fat. And the more that you stare at fat gods, the easier it is for you to imagine yourself worshipping them, and the harder it gets to disobey them. But no matter the demands of a fat god, they are insatiable. Eventually, they'll end up punishing you by lumbering over, pressing you against the wall with their big belly, or sitting on you with their fat ass, and squishing your body, your cock, and your mind into submission. Because these fat gods, they outweigh you and can easily subdue you if they needed to, and you'd be too weak, too compliant, and too horny to resist. If a big fat god wanted to fatten you up to their size by pressing fried and calorie-laden food up to your lips, all you'd be able to do is start chewing and swallow. If a fat god wanted you to spend days, weeks, months at the gym, growing big and strong, you'd do it and get nice and bulky to take care of the fat god. You'll give the fat god offerings. You'll give the fat god gifts. You'll give the fat god attention and hours of your time. Everything in service to the fat god. Cultures all around the world, they have fat gods, and now you're no different. You now have an inexplicable desire to worship fat gods. And this desire is going to get even stronger as you continue to masturbate and look at fat gods. Because every load and every orgasm will turn you into an even bigger worshiper of fat gods. And the fat gods that are trying to get fatter or love displaying their fat or are proud of their fat will catch your eye in particular. You may start out worshipping fat gods that are 200 pounds, and then slowly, that desire to worship even fatter gods will creep into you as you move on to worshipping fat gods that are 300 pounds, 400 pounds, 500 pounds, 700 pounds. Eventually, you'll be unable to worship any fat gods that aren't big, bed-bound, lazy blobs who are unable to do anything besides eat, grow, and be worshipped. And that's okay, because you respect fat gods. You know your place, and that it's always time for you to worship fat gods. And now you can embrace that part of your identity and devote yourself to something meaningful. Devote yourself and all of your orgasms and time to worshiping fat gods. And if you're really, really lucky, maybe you'll actually meet a fat god and be able to let yourself go and enjoy your life worshiping that fat god. You might even meet a fat god whose desires for growth and gluttony are so contagious that you might just end up becoming a fat god yourself, giving in to this new, fat and holy sort of lifestyle that only fat gods get to live, eating whatever you want, whenever you want, and living your life and sculpting your body into the image of a big, fat god.